Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Consumers have concerns about hormones in beef. Back on that in just a moment.
I'm Todd Lamb. In the Secret Service, I learned it's important to have a plan. That's what's missing in Oklahoma. I have a plan. As governor, I'll be ready to take action and get results on day one.
Todd Lamb's plan. Direct a minimum of 65% of our education dollars to the classroom to improve education and help our kids. Reform our budget process and hold unelected bureaucrats accountable by implementing zero-based budgeting. And work with President Trump to create jobs while diversifying Oklahoma's economy.
I took an oath in the Secret Service to step in the line of fire to protect the president, our republic, and all that America stands for. As governor, I'll fight just as hard to turn Oklahoma around.
Read the details of Todd Lamb's action plan at VoteToddLamb.com. Todd Lamb, a proven pro-life conservative you can trust. Todd Lamb, for governor. Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Lamb 2018.
The U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef had a consumer focus panel at their meeting held in Oklahoma City earlier this month. It was a panel that was generally pretty friendly to beef consumption and purchases, but there was a worry expressed by some of the consumer panel members regarding hormones in their beef. And a couple of them responded to a direct question about their worries regarding hormones and antibiotics in their beef.
Cows that produce milk and beef that we are consuming as a mother of daughters, you hear that little girls are now maturing at a faster rate because of the growth hormones. They're starting their menstrual cycles earlier. They're developing their breasts earlier at 9 years old. And this isn't normal. This isn't healthy. And they're saying it's because of the meat that they are eating. And I don't want this to happen to my daughters. I don't want this to happen to any other little girls. I don't know what you heard, but that's what I heard. That's why I wanted to stay away from that kind of stuff.
I know, and I'm not the two ladies in the middle, but I think there's a big difference between growth hormones and antibiotics. Mm. Antibiotics are to help your cow stay healthy.
Agreed.
Growth hormones and steroids and things like that, that's something, no, I don't want in the meat.
Please remember that these comments are from a pair of consumers in that consumer focus group from the U.S. Roundtable. It's not scientific fact at all. In fact, scientists say that the less than 1 nanogram increase in a serving of beef from animals that are implanted versus animals that are not implanted really has nothing to do with the potential of reaching puberty earlier by children. They say instead, childhood obesity is probably the culprit. But for Weston Givens, president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, these worries out loud about beef with hormones is a concern.
What kind of set me back a little bit about that and concerned me a little bit was two men in particular on that group were passionate beef eaters. They love beef. They made no bones about it. They were going to eat beef no matter what, essentially. But they still had concerns about the growth hormones. And, you know, that is a real education point that's got to be hit on. As, I mean, a lot of us producers have seen some of those graphics that show the number of nanograms in an ounce of beef compared to that in a pea or whatever. We need to be able to get that information out there and in a believable way that we can share.
So the question for Weston Givens and others in the beef cattle industry, can the beef industry persuade consumers regarding the use of growth-promoting hormones in beef? You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, join me on the road to ranching efficiency at the 2018 Noble Research Institute Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, June 14th and 15th. A day-long tour of two of their farms on the 14th, then plan to attend the conference on Friday the 15th. A tremendous lineup of speakers will inspire and inform, including Jim Robb, Colin Woodall, Dr. Cliff Lamb, and Donald Brown. Go to noble.org/events to see the agenda and to register. The Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, June 15th, Ardmore Convention Center. See you there. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.